Dreamville Music Festival returned to Dorothea Dix Park this past weekend. It's the fifth and final year for the event hosted by Fayetteville native J. Cole. While over 50,000 fans attended the two-day event, with festival goers coming from as far as the UK, it was local community organizers who have felt the lasting impacts of Dreamville. Community curator Sazi hosted several free dance events at Raleigh's Glow Fitness in the week leading up to Dreamville.
So it's just like when you come out, just let loose. Whatever you're dealing with, leave it at the door, come on a dance floor, turn up, have a good time. That's all it's about, having a good time and curating an actual community. And I think real community is being able to show up in spaces when you don't feel like your full self, right? And knowing that the people around you can help carry you and support you in it. So it's really just about coming to have a good time.
This event featured local DJs and vendors like Tia the Fluffy Hat Lady, who started crocheting last July. Her vendor table was full of colorful and monochromatic crocheted hats. In between the waves of partygoers dancing up to try on hats, she explained how events like these show how the creative community thrived before Dreamville and will continue to grow after the festival is gone.
If you know, you know. Like, and that's why I'm always reposting every flyer I see. My friends are reposting. Like, if there's a friends and family, if there's a Sazi event, I'm reposting everything. Because community is everything. It's so important, especially right now.
Along with Tia, graphic artist and Durham native Isaiah Sutherland was featured at the event. You could find him closest to the dance floor, spray painting a snapshot of the night's festivities on a t-shirt. He explained how the community for creatives in the RDU is slowly growing.
Growing up in Durham is weird because you slowly watch it become gentrified. Now you can go out there now, 2024, 2025, and it's just a flux of black artists. Like, it's great. And I feel like North Carolina gets overlooked a lot for art. But when you come here, people often visit back. It's because there's something here and there's a fire and people want to be a part of that when it takes over.
You know, that's been Sazi's purpose. Intentionally creating safe spaces for creatives in Raleigh, Durham, and the surrounding area. She used to do this for 2 years as House of Arts program director. An intentional fire was set and destroyed the Black-owned bar and lounge in downtown Raleigh at the beginning of the year. But with help from the community, Sazi raised new creative spaces out of the ashes, with Glow Fitness and Bistro 401 as her main event hubs.
To see the community still showing up, still showing out, but on like now behalf of us as individuals is so amazing. About Glow Man, that I'm eternally grateful for them because the way that they kind of stepped in and were just willing to be like, look, whatever you need, right? It's very hard to find people who support you in that way.
She says it's inspiring to see several venue owners step out to support her as she continues to cultivate this creative community. Sazi explained how the community isn't only showing up for her, but other creatives who hosted events at the House of Art, like Professor X and J-Mar, the DJing duo who make up the group Collective Chaos. She manages the group now, and with help from local community curators like DJ Paradigm, they were able to perform at the Goldmouth Garage pre-Dreamville event, and Professor X even had his own set at the Dreamville Patron House. He says Dreamville has elevated the awareness of artists and DJs in the Triangle.
It brings the whole city out, and also just different types of events. It might not even be official events, but it also get other people from outside of the state to come in. Let me see what's the scene, what's happening in Raleigh. You know, oh, the mayor is DJing over here. Who is DJ Mayor? Let me check him out. He's fire. DJ Sicko is doing something at Venom. Who knows? You know, I'm just giving examples, but that's what I love, and I love about this community too as well, man. Like, you know, the fact that we getting exposed to another light. And it's only because, I ain't gonna say it's only because of Dreamville, but Dreamville made a huge factor. And it's unfortunate that this is the last one, but, you know, we're just gonna take advantage of the situation. You know what I mean?
Taking advantage extends outside of events. For Professor X and Sazi, it means platforming other aspiring creatives through trainings like cocktail classes and DJ 101 courses.
When we had our recital, the DJ class recital, and just to see like where they started at to now, you know, we really helping and healing people through music. Like, folks are really dancing and have a good time. And that's what I love. That's what I feed on.
At the end of J. Cole's set, he divulged the continuation of the festival. Even though it won't don the same Dreamville name, it will have the same family reunion vibe. Sazi thinks this will present an opportunity for the community in Raleigh to come together and develop other events that keep that same energy.
Like, you can plug more opportunities for smaller people to create the platform. And I do think Dreamville did a really good job at, like, setting it up, right? Then maybe the smaller creators can kind of take on that torch, you know, and do something for the city, you know, from people from the city.
Every week, you can catch a Sazi event or an eclectic mix from the Collective Chaos, whether it's at Heart and Soul Tuesdays at Bistro 401, Throwback Thursdays at Glow Fitness in Raleigh, or Missy Lane's in Unscripted in Durham. To plug in, follow them on Instagram at Collective Chaos 919 and Life of Sazi, SAZI. For WUNC Public Radio, I'm Kamaya Truitt.